You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's best friend celebrating 30 years in broadcasting. And new to this year in Rosie on the House, the 9:32 break, we cover our weekly how-tos. We try and cover a weekly home maintenance item every single week just to help you keep up and be aware with the maintenance that goes into your home, the work that goes into your home, so you don't end up with these long honeydews. Today's not really a how-to. It's just a be aware of situation. A lot of us have what we call heat pumps that heat our home. They're also the same units that cool our home. And they're different than a lot of other parts of the country because when it gets under 40 degrees ambient air temperature, they don't work that efficiently. And we've brought Jeff Carmichael in, Vice President of Rheus Home Performance Solutions, in to talk about it. As an air conditioning contractor, Jeff, the last thing we want people to do is think that their air conditioning's not the air conditioning unit that's conditioning the air to be hot right now,
right,
that's heating, is broken. Somebody that's a commission-based salesperson, that just opens the door right there for them to sell them the sun, moon, and the stars to get their whole house warm.
Yeah. We see it all the time. That, like you mentioned, that 40-degree mark. Unfortunately, the all-electric units, they can't keep up with much colder than that 40 degrees. So in the event that that does happen and we're in the 30s and you start feeling that cool air instead of that warm air coming out, that's nothing to be alarmed. It's just about as far as, your heat's just done and not working. It basically just means that it's too cold outside for it to work, and it's not what it's designed and engineered to do. So we always let our homeowners know, just don't panic, make it through the night and all that. Bundle
extra
up.
Blankets.
Extra blankets, yeah.
and then
once it goes up over 50 degrees, turn your heat back on and you'll be nice and toasty.
And this is where insulation comes into play, because
absolutely,
if it was up to temperature as the night went down, it'll retain that warmth better than an uninsulated home. And thankfully, for the majority of Arizonans, we live in an area where we don't spend a lot of hours below that 40.
Right, yeah. You're absolutely right. Insulation is a huge, huge component of that. So having a properly insulated attic is going to retain the warmth that the sun provides during the day and get us into the evening hours. So,
and I don't know, for the metropolitan areas, we'll have to do the research. Has there ever been a day recorded where Phoenix and Tucson never got to 40 degrees in the winter?
Right, yeah.
I don't know that we've ever not.
I don't think so.
So at some point during the day, it's going to kick back on and start working.
Yeah.
But we've had some cold snaps. The last time we got flooded with this was that big freeze pipe winter, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of water lines in the attics just burst overnight.
Yeah.
And that was a cold snap, and it's likely to happen. So what can I do as a homeowner? Just bundle up and wait, or is there anything else?
I mean, there's several things you can do. Obviously, layering, getting under the thick blankets and all that. You can also buy space heaters, though. Those are relatively inexpensive. You can find them from $20 to like $100, which I think $100 might be more suited for different parts of the country. But a $25, $20 space heater can easily warm up your bedroom, or buy three of them, two of them, however many bedrooms you have, and just isolate yourself to that part of the home.
Well, my girls love them for the bathroom.
I bet. Yeah.
It can't get warm enough in there for them. Like, geez.
And you know what?
We finally got some cool weather. You're baking it out of here.
Yeah.
Now, I've never tested this, but that winter we did have that cold snap. We had a farmer in Rainbow Valley call us and say, just take your Christmas lights and string them around your air conditioning unit, and that'll keep it from happening. I've never tried that.
I'm just not going to recommend that.
I don't even know.
Space heaters.
Space heaters. So, all right, for gas, a lot of people do have gas, especially those that are in SRP territories, or if you've got unincorporated areas, you may have a gas tank somewhere on the property. The furnace kicks on, I smell gas. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's a gas leak. It can just be that smell returning, you haven't for a while.
But yeah,
what's critical for the gas homeowners?
Yeah, a lot of times we'll go straight to, we got a gas problem, there's a gas leak, because we smell that musty, smoky, dusty smell. But that's actually dust or burn off from those igniters just starting up for the first time. And so that's majorly what that problem is. And it'll go away within 20 15-20 minutes of that furnace running. But it's just so critical that homeowners all with gas appliances in their home have carbon monoxide detectors. The battery ones are just fine. You don't need to go spend the farm on a hardwired. If you want to, that's fine. But the battery ones are $15-$20 at Home Depot.
And this should not be where your fire alarm is.
No, nope. on that note, another key thing to mention is the installation. They should be 3 feet at the 3 foot level of your wall. So don't put it on the ceiling or anything of that nature.
A fire smoke rises. That's why the alarms are up closer to the ceiling.
Yep.
Gas is heavier than air, so that's sitting at the bottom.
Correct.
3 feet. Now, does it have to be a certain distance from your appliance? Let's say I have gas piped to the home, but I had an electric heat pump put in. I don't have a gas furnace. I only use it for the stove. Mm-hmm. Does it need to be a certain distance
from
the
stove? Your hallway is probably the best place to put it.
Okay.
So just find that central hallway.
And how would I find one? A 3 foot, is it pretty obvious standard, or do you guys find them hidden or in wrong locations quite frequently?
I don't think we find them really in the wrong locations. Sometimes we'll find them hardwired in the ceiling because that's obviously a lot easier if electricians throw one in or what have you. But that's the problem, though, is we don't see them at all in a home. So for what it is, and like I said, the $15 investment and throwing it 3 foot on the wall, replace the batteries every year, just at least check them at least once a year, it saves you huge. And there's at least several deaths from carbon monoxide in homes every single year. And, what a preventable major accident that could be for $15. So,
and if you're in a situation you need a second opinion, or you think somebody might be trying to sell you something you don't need, or you need a certified mechanical contractor, Rheus mm-hmm. Air Conditioning, y'all can find them in the air conditioning category, energy management category at Rosie on the House. Direct number?
480-969-7500. And if, like you said, if you do have any hesitations on location, where to put it, where to buy them, we can obviously do that for you, or you could just reach out to us and ask us the question, and you could even send us some pictures and just say, hey guys, is this okay? And we'll give you the yes or no.
And if you're a diligent homeowner and you had your air conditioning contractor out for your bi-seasonal inspection and you were home at that time, you should have been educated to all of this. Mm-hmm. They should have let you know. They would have checked the carbon monoxide tester and gone through, let you know. It's funny how much work we expect our air conditioner to do, but that twice a year maintenance.
Yeah.
And for me, I just forget.
Yeah.
That's what I love about our home Zada calendar, is it sends me reminders.
Yeah.
I just forget.
Yeah. Well, sadly, the air conditioning guys, we are pretty easy to forget about, because when it is perfect outside right now, you don't really put us into much thought. But like you said, that especially if you have an all electric system on your house, that outdoor unit is running 24/7, 365 to both heat and cool your home. So that's a motor. It's bound to fail. So the more times that we can get out to take a look, ensure everything's operating correctly, we can prevent major failures from happening. So like I said, it's easy to put that one off, especially the heating tune-up. But again, it's just as crucial as doing your spring.
Do you guys offer a service that just says, hey, you know what? I'm going to put these both on your schedule. Our guys will be there. Don't worry about it. We'll come and take care of it. Or you need to get in the home.
Yeah, we need to get in the home. And we always guide people to do our preferred home maintenance plan. And that's just your spring, your fall tune-up. We send you the reminders so you can call us to schedule. And if we don't hear from you, we'll reach out to you in the event that you might just have too much going on or miss the email, so that we're always in the loop with inside your house, always in the know of what's going on with your heating and air conditioning system.
That's Jeff Carmichael, Rheus Air Conditioning and Home Performance. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. Y'all been a Rosie partner going back to the birth of home energy audits, where y'all started and have just grown from there, and your services that you offer, and your mission to fulfill, being every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.